Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Once again, my name is Guzzo, Ryan, whatever the hell you want to call me. Tonight, it's just going to be me. You know, I got a few people calling in. Actually, a buddy of mine is about to call in a little bit. He's pretty cool. Robert has decided to ditch me to go watch a baseball game with his kids or something. Like, they're more important than I am. Makes no damn sense. But anyways, you know, we weren't planning on doing a show this weekend. Next weekend, we got an awesome one lined up, and you know, just a little spoiler alert, we're going back to psychics and sensitives and empaths and whatever the hell else you want to call them. So that'll be really, really interesting. I'm excited to see what that show is going to bring. Today is actually my birthday. So why the hell am I on this, doing this, talking pretty much to myself right now on my birthday? I should be out at a bar getting super drunk. You know, I have no idea. I never really was that normal. I guess this just goes to prove it. Rather than going and getting drunk on my birthday, I'd much rather be sitting here rambling on and on and on without a co-host. Gosh, Anywho, maybe I should crack a beer while I'm doing this. Who knows? But some cool updates. My puppy, the Siberian Husky, me and my girlfriend adopted about a month ago. Doing really awesome, getting big. He's kind of like our son, which is really, really strange. Also, I'm trying to get access into this former mental hospital that is just up the street from me, because that'll be really cool to do. I don't know if there's any paranormal claims, but, you know, there's got to be a lot of pent-up energy in there, you know, if the theory proves right. And, Spencer, why the hell have you not called in yet? Call in, Spence. Talk to me, buddy. Come on, man. But, you know, if the theory holds true that, you know, a lot of energy screaming, and I remember as a kid before the place closed down that I remember they used to take the mentally challenged children for walks or on the block. And when they would be outside on the playground and stuff, they would just scream and scream and scream. And, you know, the building, they haven't been, you know, I guess it's kind of been left just the way it is. There's supposed to be a lot of equipment left in there. The playground is eerie. Bunch of rusted swing sets and stuff, and it's a really creepy place. Other than that, I've gotten a few phone calls to go check out some people's houses, and you know, I'm already predicting that I'm not going to find anything. You know, being a debunker boy, it kind of sets the bar pretty high for a paranormal claim, so to say. Well, here's Spencer right now. Hey, Spencer,
what's going on, man?
Living the American dream. What about you?
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, bro. Why am I on the show doing this by myself? Because my co-host is off watching a baseball game right now. He's at a baseball stadium. He's supposed to be calling in. So why am I doing this on my birthday by myself? I should be at a bar right now. I should
be
up there with you. You know, protesting the illegalization of marijuana with you. Doing it the right way.
There you go. Right.
So how have things been going, bro?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Getting the studio all figured out and everything.
What's that?
Getting the studio all figured out and getting all the bugs out and everything, getting the walls built.
Yeah, for those of you out there, Spencer Hutchison is one of the greatest beat makers I've come across. He actually runs a music studio out of Judah, Wisconsin. You know, it's a little shithole town, but, you know, some amazing potential is being brought to this town. You know, Spencer's really stepping it up. You know, for a while there, you were running the studio out of your house, and your sound room was a closet.
Yep.
And you had told me people had come to record in the studio, and they were like, they were expecting to see a lot more, and then when they saw the quality of work that you produced, I'm sure, you know, the cosmetics of the studio didn't mean anything anymore, did they?
No, not at all. Never. I mean, once you see the realism of everything, I mean, as with a lot of things in life, you know, what I've learned and came across a lot of interesting people myself, you know, it's the proof's in the pudding, you know, not just judging people, and that's what's wrong with society too, you know, so.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I've known you now for 11 years, bro. I was 15 years old, 15, almost 16 years old when we first met. And,
yep.
Oh, wow, we've come a long way. And, you know, you're getting the studio. Actually, if you want to plug in your website and, you know, the different sites that you advertise on and everything, you can go ahead and do that real quick.
Okay, it'd be MI Productions, that's production spelled with a K, .com, and littlesid.com. And perhaps, maybe, I don't know, I'm working with my youngest now. She's becoming a rapper now, so, and she come to me with the idea, and so maybe a littlemace.com might be out there pretty soon, and I don't know. But, yeah, you can find me on YouTube under Spent on the Beat, MI Productions. You can find Little Sid, which is my son. Underneath the real Little Sid on YouTube.
That sounds legit.
I have
some people that are going to be checking that out soon. One of my loyal listeners, actually, she's in France, and I know she'll go to that. So you got a lot of people that are going to be checking out your beats and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, this guy, like, I've literally been sitting there, and he'll just like, I don't know. I have no idea what the hell he's doing. He'll just start making noises on his keyboard, and he'll start recording it. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? And he's like, just listen. And all of a sudden he's just hitting these keys and everything, and more noises are coming. And then all of a sudden he puts all the noises together, and it's just like, whoa.
Magic hands.
Yeah. I'm not
magic
the only
hands.
One with magic hands, right?
Right. That's what she said.
Oh, bro. You know, I a while back, like, I remember you putting videos on YouTube and stuff, and honestly, I thought it was, you know, at first you were out of your fucking mind and stuff like that when you were first telling me, you know, there are UFOs in Wisconsin and stuff like that. But you kind of brought me around to the possibility that, you know, they're in Wisconsin probing asses.
Perhaps. Not mine yet, not that I'm aware of.
At least not you, right?
yep, not that I'm aware of.
So what kind of UFOs have you seen there? Like, you want to describe some of them?
I think the craziest shit I've seen, actually it was me, my cousin, I think my kids might have seen one or two before with me, but they're actually standing here with me right now. They're listening to Dad. But I've seen light shoot across the sky, disappear, transport from one spot in the sky to another spot. What else? I don't know. They're more like orbs in the sky, I would say. And so many people would try to say, like, well, that's just a satellite. Well, I don't think a fucking satellite's going to be going from one spot to another and transporting and just all this crazy shit they were doing. And then, I don't know, but yeah. And Sid's saying right now, he's like, we've seen some come towards us and disappear, and the lights would get real bright. Like they're throwing their high beams on, you know, like you would probably think about if you're traveling through space and you got to see where you're going. I don't know. I try not to air too much of that out. Too late now. Right. I'm on internet radio right now.
Well, what makes you certain that they weren't planes shooting stars, that sort of thing?
I've never seen planes do this, but, you know, then again, what does the government have? I don't know. So, I don't know. I mean, we could debunk all this stuff all day and rack the brain and go crazy, or just, you know.
You know what? The thing about it is that it makes it hard. Being a debunker boy and stuff like that, is we cannot debunk personal experiences. You know, you tell a story and it is 100% true in your mind of
exactly
how it happened.
Exactly.
But I can sit here and tell you, no, that did not happen till I'm blue in the face. But it's not going to mean anything because you know it happened in your mind. Now, the only way to convince me otherwise or to convince you otherwise is to actually have some tangible evidence, like a video. And even nowadays, video is not even considered evidence anymore because there's so much CG out there.
People got real savvy with CG, right, exactly. You don't ever know what's tangible as far as internet discoveries.
Well, it's pretty ridiculous. You know, and so how many different sightings do you think you've had?
The country, it was almost to where I could go outside and sit for a while and see them. So I would say we lived there probably around 3 years out there. So I would say well over 100.
Well over 100? Wow.
Oh, well over. Well over, yeah.
Wow.
It's almost like they were putting on a show for me. And as long as you've known me, I wouldn't bullshit with you about this shit, so.
No, but hey, can I get some of those shrooms that you're eating?
Oh, man.
I know. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, back to the whole studio thing, I remember you posted a video of a track that you're working on for Macy. With her rapping and stuff like that, and it sounded pretty dope.
Yep.
Was it just her seeing you do it and seeing her older brother do it that she wanted to do it, or has she always kind of been like playing around with it and finally said, "Listen, Dad, I want to do this. This is cool."
He's always had the idea in her head. I mean, the kids look up to me and they want to be able to do. I'm their hero, you know, and they want to be able to do what I do. And she went from wanting to be another Avril Lavigne to a little Nicki Minaj. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
that's
the indecisive mass of children. You know, it's hard to say what they're gonna be doing in 15 years. You know, I don't ever push anything on them, and it is what it is.
Yeah. What about Michaela? Has she done any recording with you, or is that just something she's
interested in? We tried with her with music and stuff, but she just didn't have a feel for it. She didn't want to do nothing with it. She has a pretty low self-esteem, I guess, and you got to kind of be confident when you're in the booth.
Really? Michaela has a low self-esteem?
I never pegged her
for that.
Yep, she does.
Wow. That's really interesting. I've talked with her so many times, like when I've been out there at your house and everything, and she always seems like a very confident, well-spoken person who's very social.
Gee, that's the card she plays. I mean, if she knows you well enough, yeah. I mean, she, you know, how long you've known her? You know, you've known her as long as you've known me. So I mean, it's just that's how she is. But I don't know. I mean, I'm clueless too, because I mean, she's a pretty girl. She's, you know, she's witty, you know, and seems like she could be the life of the party. But she just that confidence level, man, and just the society, how, you know, she even did a report in school about it, about how people are and how society sees fit, and how you got to be. She thinks she's too fat and she should be skinnier, and you know, so.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Now, who we're talking about? We're talking about Spencer's oldest daughter. Her name's Michaela Hutchinson, and how old is she now? Is she 18 or 19?
She just turned 18 back here in February. She's a leap year
That's
baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
You know, she's 18 years old. And that just goes to show you that, like, you know, you're right about the whole society thing. And, you know, the public school system, man, it is ruthless. It doesn't matter where – any school system. I went to a school that only had – it was a little school. It was a Baptist school because I got kicked out of the public school. And there were only probably 20 kids in the whole school, kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. And even in that school, kids were assholes.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm not making this up either. You know, you had your snobs, you had your dickheads, you had a mixture. Yeah, pretty much. You had a mixture of everything. And it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. You know, some of these people were proclaimed Christians, you know, hardcore Christians and stuff like that, and they were the snobbiest, most judgmental of them all. And that's one thing that has always blew my mind. You know, you preach about a God of love, a God of acceptance and everything, yet you can't do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's Oh, and I Sydney actually did a rap about bullying. That, you know, that rap that he did, you know, that touched my heart and everything. And man, I plugged that onto so many different people's Facebooks. I was plugging on different websites. I even called Disney about talking with them. But Disney's, you know, they're such stuck-up assholes, unless it's Nicki Minaj, you know, saying.
That's another thing too, you know, with society. It's like if you don't have the money, their finances already behind something. People are so blind that they don't even see this, like the way I have described things to my children. Like it's, you got to have the money and know the right people, I guess, per se. I don't know. I mean, that's the best way to describe it, I guess. I mean, I don't have $500,000 a year to put behind my kids for their music career.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, Justin Bieber was a rare case. Like, he was just, like, singing on Facebook and stuff like that, and all of a sudden, who was it that picked
Usher.
Him up?
Usher did.
Usher.
Yep.
Could you imagine getting a phone call or a email like that, like, from Usher being like, hey, man, that's just awesome. You know, I want to sign you. You'd be like,
yep.
Man, this is a scam, you know? And you know what? Today, if I got a phone call and somebody was saying they were Usher and, you know, they wanted to sign me and fly me around and stuff like that, I would hang up on their ass because I'd be like, this is a scam.
Right?
You know?
Like the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg, if you ever seen that. He hangs up on the one guy.
Rockstar.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Oh.
Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have seen that.
Remember,
he hangs up
on the dude. He hangs up on him.
No, I don't remember that part. I just remember he was in
the
crowd, and he was like, yeah! And the dude's like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That's craziness, yeah. I would not believe that. I got Usher calling me, telling me he wants to sign me. That's some crazy stuff. So you got any, well, you probably have all your projects put on hold right now till the studio gets built, right?
Right.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you had any new projects or anything, but...
Well, just being city and all this, the rap side of me, you know, because I'm not no longer the part of the band I was in before, so, I mean...
Yeah, that
we're
was,
trying to
that
figure
was,
out a...
That was some dick shit. That was what happened, and, you know, that goes to show bullying even happens among adults. You want to explain what happened with your metal band?
Oh, the band? Well, yeah. I'm pretty much the only real family oriented guy out of the whole group. And the one guitar player in the band decided he wanted to be the singer, kinda, I guess, behind my back. But we have discussed about this before, the band, and you know, about whether we're gonna be able to do this or not, and if I'm going to be able to show up on, you know, when we have band practice and stuff. And, well, there was a few times I didn't show up, and long story short, they discussed behind my back about replacing me, so.
Because
I got
just,
family things
to
attend to, you know. That's what it is. See, that's what Linkin Park has been going through, like, the last few months, I think it is, because of Sublime. I think if from what I read on the, I don't want to get it all wrong, but I think that it's because they are not into drugs and stuff. At Linkin Park, where they consider them narc, you know, and since you know, I'm straight edge, you know, that's the lifestyle I chose to live. I mean, I used to do my fair share of weed way back. I don't judge anybody that does and everything, but it just doesn't treat me the same anymore like it used to. So I don't smoke no more. But anyway, you know, I try to live a straight edge lifestyle, try to instill that in my children and everything, and the values of life and everything. And when you have one bad seed, it can make the whole, you know, the whole bunch of apples go bad.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's pretty much, you know, I mean, with my guitar player or ex-guitar player, ex-band, when they were, you know, the one guy, you know, he wanted to party and drink all the time, and my bass player's dad wanted to be in there trying to party and everything. We couldn't get shit done, shit straight, and that's how it,
well,
that's
yeah,
how it went
yeah.
down.
You got to wait till you go on tour and get big to start partying like a rock star.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man.
No. Know your place, right. Like, fool, you ain't big yet. What are you trying to live this lifestyle already for?
I just cracked my first birthday beer. Oh, man. You know, just recently, Kira, my girlfriend, got a job. And for the longest time, you know, it's been us. We've been together for about 6 months now. And since summer rolled around, we've been together all the time, pretty much, you know. Not much time apart or anything like that. And you kind of start getting a little Munchausen syndrome. You get a little, you just kind of get a little hostile towards each other. It becomes like a reality show on MTV. You know, just when you're with the same damn person all the time, like you get no time to yourself, it gets to be a little much. And, you know, we start bickering. And I was like, God, I wish you would just get a job so you could get out of the house for a little while and I could have a little alone time. Well, now she's got a job. I mean, she only works like 3 to 4 hours a night. But now she's got a job, and I got all this free time at night from like 7 o'clock at night to about 10 o'clock at night. And now I don't know what the hell to do with myself. I'm like, God, now I miss her.
No, that's just Ryan's free jack-off time, right?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. Dude, man. Oh, what the hell? Hold on a sec, Spencer.
Hey, how long is your show on for tonight, bro?
What's up?
Hey, Robert, what's going on? I'm actually on the show right now. I just merged the call, so you're in.
Yeah, I've got 11% on my phone. I tried messaging you. Call Dave in.
What?
Are you there? Can you call Dave in?
I don't know Dave's number.
I'll give it to you. Put us in the green room. Tell everybody, hold on a second.
All right,
folks.
One moment, folks. Hey, we're gonna move over to the green room real quick, Spencer. I'm gonna play a song and I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. Okay.
back, folks, and we got some interesting, we got some people with us. All of a sudden, everybody just kind of called all at once, and I was kind of overwhelmed. I'm like, shit, who am I talking to? But on the air right now with me, I got our good buddy and loyal buddy, Dave, who always loves talking with us. What's going on, Dave?
Oh, not much, man. Just looking back at the week and what's happened this week.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm looking back on the year, and I'm like, where the hell did it go? Now I'm 26 years old. The only thing I can celebrate right now is the fact that that my car insurance is supposed to go down today.
Always look forward to that free dinner at Denny's or breakfast or whatever it is.
I get a free breakfast at Denny's?
Yeah, you can show your driver's license.
No shit, I did not know that. Also with us, we have April Rosenkrantz, a friend of mine from Missouri that called in just to say hi and show her support. What's going on, April?
Oh, not much. We're just sitting around the house today.
Sitting around the house, so you thought you'd call in and harass me a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I was hoping the ghost would come on while I was on the phone.
You were hoping the ghost what?
I was hoping the ghost would show up while I was on the phone with you.
And also we have Matt Mazurek from CPR Paranormal on with us. What's going on, Matt?
What's going on, man? Just actually literally outside in a tank top working on my Jeep right now. So.
Yeah, so is that actually your boat on Facebook?
Oh, the one, wait, which one? The big one or the small one?
I don't know, the yacht. It looks, you know, you look like you're partying it up like Al Capone and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a partnership in it, but it's not specifically just mine.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, to clarify, it's myself, my brother, and my cousin Chris are the three people on it.
You know, I am a water guy. I love fishing. I love being on the water. So I thought, what the hell? You know, I'd use some of my army money, and I bought a boat, and I had it for 5 months, and I never used it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's probably better off because stuff breaks all the time. Literally all the time stuff breaks.
Well, the second time I took it out on the water, I sank it. I forgot to put the damn plug in.
All right. The stuff doesn't break unless it's owner stupidity.
And also, we still got Spencer on with us. You still there, Spence?
Sure am.
What's going on, man?
What's
Spencer?
Up? Yep.
Oh, okay. He is still here. Now, Matt is with CPR
here.
Paranormal, and he also does a radio show here on the URN. He does the Full Spectrum Radio. That's every Wednesday night, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Was that short enough for you? I thought he might have gone into a little bit more, but yes, we do Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, same time, same place, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's why when I asked him if he wanted to shoot the shit on the show tonight, I was like, do you need the number to call in? Because I'm so used to, you know, having to get out.
Yeah, what's the number? Well, you've called into my show like 9 times. Like, seriously, you still need the number? Just save the damn thing in your phone.
I know, right? So you enjoying a little family time there, April?
Yeah, I guess so. It's all right.
Yeah? It's all right. You know, I think are they sitting there listening to you? You're supposed to sound more optimistic.
Yeah, they're here. They're being lazy. They're all just lazy.
Oh, man. Well, this is great. We have such a big community here. All of us getting the shit on my birthday, but, you know, what more can I ask for, right?
Yeah, happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, man. I feel
I know, I'm
40.
Like, And I'm like, hey, shut the hell up, youngin.
Tell me about it.
I'm 33, so I'm closer to that 4-0 mark than you are.
Yeah, Tony, I understand that all, but, you know, I've got back issues. I'm waiting on a spinal fusion surgery. I got a screw loose in my knee that they're supposed to take out. And
okay.
And you know, every morning when I get out of bed, you know, it hurts, and like I walk around like an old man. I can't run anymore. You know, I feel 50 years old.
Nah, it'll pass. Then you'll feel 70.
So Matt, you're working on a movie right now, correct?
Yes, trying to get funding for a movie called Dwelling, which they're to their halfway mark. What, April?
I'm getting on my knees. She's being crazy.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's personal information that I don't think we need to know, but cool.
She's trying to do stomach off on the couch.
Hey,
no,
you opened
didn't,
yourself
you
up for that one.
Yeah, you didn't get the little sexual joke on there.
But
oh, yeah,
anyway,
I didn't get it, I guess.
It's a movie called Dwelling, and for all of us in the paranormal, we've seen Paranormal Activity, all the other bullcrap movies that have come out. Well, the premise of this movie, which I love, Brandon Williams and Arlen's idea and theory behind it. Some great actresses involved with it as Erin Marie Hogan and Devaney Penn, to name two of them. But the premise behind the movie is it's a couple who buys a house because it's haunted, not they buy it and have all these traumatic experiences happen to them. And,
you know, that kind of sounds like me. You know, I'm looking for, you know, a haunted house. You know, there are multiple states that actually, if you suspect your house is haunted, you actually have to say that when you actually have to tell the potential buyers when you sell the house. I would absolutely love that.
Well, the actual film is being shot in a house in upstate New York, which is one of the producers' aunt's houses. And I'm not going to give away too much about it, but the way that they're structuring the film is definitely worth it, and us as paranormal investigators, I think that all of us should be behind it. So that's why I'm pushing it so hard on Facebook. There's also another film that's going to be coming out probably, I'd say, within the next year and a half to 2 years, that is phenomenal as well, just because of a non-compete, non-disclosure. I can't release what that's about, but you're definitely going to want to keep your eyes out, because Arlen and Brandon are, and the director of photography who's working on Dwelling, have some amazing ideas about this stuff. I'll put it to you this way. It has to do with serial killers. And the first one in the United States.
That sounds badass. The whole with the Dwelling, you know, because it's being filmed and written by paranormal investigators, that's the thing. I guess doing, you know, ghost hunting and shit like that kind of ruin horror movies for me, any movie that involves ghosts, because they're filmed by directors that just, like, probably, like, get their ideas off ghost hunters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but the fact that they're the ones on the ground out in the field, it's a totally different perspective than what we've seen in the past with, I use Paranormal Activity as an example, because, I'm sorry, but what a hunk of crap that movie was. The whole series.
You know, I thought the first one was actually really good. But then they started getting into the whole, you know, started getting more and more ridiculous as the sequels started coming out.
Well, they started talking about the occult and, you know, stuff that they had no clue about at all.
Oh, yeah.
But the way
the movie was shot and everything, the way it was, like, they built up the suspense and then nothing would happen. And, like, when you weren't expecting to happen, it would happen, you know. Now movies can do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, as paranormal investigators, we've all been drugged down the hallway by our ankle numerous times. It's a common occurrence.
I know. It happens to me every time I piss my girlfriend off. And when I was a kid, I used to get drugged down the hall by my parents. So clean your room, you know. You know, nowadays that's considered child abuse.
Yeah. And then back when we were growing up, that was considered common practice.
Almost definitely.
Hey, we all turned out fine, even though we walk around in the dark and talk to ourselves most of the time. I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
what about you, Spencer?
Anyway.
Have you had any paranormal happenings, like besides the whole UFO thing? Have you ever experienced a ghost or whatnot?
Nah, I mean nothing really crazy. I just the one recent one that I had was before we moved into this house was the blinkers on our cord that we got. The hazard blinkers were on. Like they turn on by themselves somehow inside the garage. And then before that, I had told you, I don't know if you've ever aired this out on your show before, but the apartment we used to live in, there was a plate on top of the entertainment center, and it would move by itself. And I thought my daughter was doing it, our oldest, you know, Michaela. And well, I was down, you know, when Yahoo chat rooms were pretty big way back, you know, in the early 2000s, you know. And, well, I was down there chatting about 2 o'clock in the morning or so, rolled around, and the heat kicks on in the basement there. And I go upstairs, and I get my wife up, and I'm like, well, did you turn this on, or blah, blah, blah. Because she was up, you know, it was 3 levels, so she was upstairs, so. And she was in bed, and then she gets up, kind of groggy, you know. I'm like, dude, you didn't turn this up, you know. And turned the light on, and it was like the thermostat was all the way to like 80-something, and the plate was facing towards the direction of that. And then not too long after that, I came home from work, and there was a empty 20-ounce Coke bottle in the middle of the floor. And I looked, something caught my eye, I don't know what it was, but I just looked at it, and it, Coke bottle spun around on the floor by itself.
That's about
the kind of crazy shit I've been around. I mean, nothing too crazy like you guys experienced, I'm sure, so.
Well, I guess when you go looking for it, you kind of find the crazier stuff, you know. You know, I would,
what are you
I would love
in
for...
What you got to worry about, too, though, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how I actually feel about that bringing stuff home with you sort of thing. I would say that I brought something home from one investigation that I think is still around, because I actually brought home a haunted doll from a location that the family was absolutely terrified of. I brought it home, and this big old... six and a half foot tall man, 300 pound redneck, like, looks at me when he gave me the doll, and he goes, now I'm not telling you this out of superstition, I'm telling you this out of experience. Treat this doll nicely or bad things will happen. And that kind of got me thinking a little bit, but, you know, being the curious man I was, I took the doll home, shook it around, threw it around and everything, and sure enough, you know, I got an answer. And it shook me up a little bit. Oh, cool! We got another guy. Oh, we got another caller on. Hey, Robert, you on? Hello?
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello? Hey, who just came on? The 410 number?
Yeah, that's Big Jim. Big Jim from Baltimore.
Who is it? Oh, hey, Jim. What's going on?
Yeah. What's happening, guys? Sounds like you're having a little bit of fun tonight. What's going on?
Oh, we're having lots of fun. Like, you know, this is the best birthday present I could ask for, you know. We actually have, you know, we have a lot of callers. We got a lot going on. And honestly, we're actually not talking about much of anything, just kind of personal experiences. This is not your traditional Debunker Boys show. And thanks for calling in. I've had you on Facebook for a while and just never got you really on our show. You're with the team Prism, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's the Paranormal Research and Investigation Society of Maryland. We're celebrating our 10th year with the current configuration, although I've been involved with the paranormal for about 36 years or so.
Okay, cool. Now, your actual Facebook profile pic, it looks mm-hmm. like it – is that from a TV show or something you were on?
Yeah, that was actually from our episode on The Haunted. We were on an episode called Stalked by a Vampire. It was about a case which we had down there in Annapolis in a town called Broadneck. And actually the client that we were trying to help out was actually graduated with my wife's brother from South River High School. Down in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, and the whole thing of it was basically it was a gin case that kind of went overboard, and but they call it an energy vampire on there because when it was filmed in December of 2010, and then it aired in May of 2011, it came around the same time as the last Twilight movie, and so they were trying to capitalize on the you know the whole vampire theme, but. I would say pretty close to anywhere from 85 to almost 90% of what you saw on that episode is actually what happened. Of course, you know, with the production company, they do take a lot of liberties now. Like when I got pushed down the staircase, we didn't get them running like a bunch of scalded cats. We actually did six house investigations, two house blessings, and a full house exorcism of the place. And
wow.
When there was no... There wasn't any happy ending in real life because there has been a lot of things that actually happened with the woman who was involved with the case and it's still going on to this day down there but when you allow things to take place and you're not ready to let go of things it tends to stick around and tends to manifest so it's you know it's we've done what we could do we were fact finders that went in there and actually you know try to gather the information. And show them what was going on, and then we try to direct them in the right area, you know. But if people don't want to listen, that's what happens. So, yeah, it was a learning experience. It was a good episode, but I mean, there was a lot of liberties that was taken in with it, and but it was fun doing it. I mean, I can't knock it for what it was. So,
yeah. Well, you you said it was called Stalked by a Vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the name of the episode of The Haunted. Yeah.
Now was it what did they actually suspect? Like I haven't seen the episode. I don't think I've actually watched The Haunted in forever. I really don't watch any of the paranormal shows anymore because it's kind of like it kind of grinds my gears a little bit the way you know these paranormal shows have gone nowadays. But were you guys actually dealing with what you thought was a vampire or vampire ghost or what was going on there?
No, what actually happened down there, it started out with the two youngest children, the woman in question actually had five children by three different men. There was a lot of different factors that happened with that. And I can't really, I just give you a little bits and pieces here, what I can. But the last two children that was down there, they were being scratched. There was different things that was happening. when you went into the house, I mean, it wasn't a pretty sight to begin with. There was a lot of problems that they had with the family. Everybody was affected, of course. And then we actually shot over 120 hours of video, which they never even used any pieces of it on the show. A lot of that was already shot by...
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Well, it is.
Like,
I mean,
like the way
you
the
know,
goes...
they get on your back. They want you to give all this evidence to them, and then all of a sudden they don't use it. You know, because it doesn't fit the criteria. But the whole case basically was tied around a gin and also a Munchausen syndrome. This is for people not familiar with Munchausen. Munchausen is somebody that they use their family in order to gain attention for themselves, and that's basically how they try to live their life through their offspring. But the whole thing happened down there. We went down there, and it was like every time when we would do an investigation, something else would pop up. We would go back down there again, and it got to the point where each one of our members, including myself, on the team, we were actually personally affected a little bit with different things. I went up getting MRSA. The first time, which the second battle, I almost lost my leg on that one. There was my wife, Bree Sadler, who's our EVP specialist, who's on. It was down with us. I mean, she had some things that happened with her. Our tech director, Jim Gray, had his mother wound up getting cancer for me. It's just like a lot of different things that actually, all of a sudden here we step away from it for 2 to 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, within that span of a week, everything started happening with everybody on the team. And so when they were reaching out, the homeowner wanted to get a hold of Chip Coffey because he had the psychic kids at the time and actually wanted to try to take and talk to her two kids. And I wrote to the producers and his handlers, and they thought I was basically nuts because they thought basically, I was using cop talk. I mean, that's where I am. But, you go in there and you're telling them what's going on. And they didn't want to they thought it was kind of threatening. But anyway, make a long story short, the producer that was on Paranormal State started doing The Haunted. And they contacted us about doing the show and all. And we didn't go out there and search for it. It was more of bringing in experts when we couldn't afford to do it ourselves. And... Originally, what they wanted to do, they wanted to premise around a possessed cat. And when the producer came down from New York, and we said to him, "If you go that route, we're not doing the show. We won't do this. And we're not jeopardizing what we work for. I mean, I've been in this. I mean, I'm doing it, everything out of the pocket. I'm not looking for fame or fortune. I mean, we're doing it for the right reason, And but then they said, "Okay, we're going to bring in Carl Johnson, Rosemary Allen Guiley, which we both knew." And that was when they finally sent around, this is basically a gin case, and this is what was going on, and the telltale signs of what was going on there. But when they shot the whole thing, they did it over a week, and when you do these shows, I mean, I don't care how long you've been in the paranormal field, you're going to eventually be on a television show somewhere, My Ghost Story, Paranormal Witness, or whatever, And there's something that's going to come out there. But I don't really watch the shows anymore. If you've been in it and you see what these guys do, and it's like now every place is haunted. No, it's not. I'm sorry to say that. I mean, there's places where we've been to where they charge people money to go in and do an investigation, and it's going to be leaking pipes, or it's going to be this, or going to be that. I'm more. I call myself an open-minded skeptic. And I'm going to question everything. I do everything by the book like I do on my day job as a cop. I'm going to go up there and question everything. So, but that's where they probably say, "Well, I don't want to talk to them no more." And that's basically how it is. I mean, I've lost a lot of Facebook friends over because I'll pick apart a photograph because I've taken photography for many years. And I went to school for it. And, when you start saying, "Well, hey, what was the aperture setting? What was the time that you did the exposure in that?" People don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. They say, "Well, that's a ghost in that thing." It's not. I'm sorry, but it's a speck of dust for crying out loud,
Yeah.
what that's what it is. I mean, we're out there questioning everything. When you put it out there in the public realm, expect to have criticism. I mean, but also you look at it this way, it's also constructive criticism because you're going to say, hey, look, next time try you know, monitor the weather conditions. Was there high humidity? Things of that nature. But people don't want to listen to that.
Almost definitely, and that's exactly what the Debunker Boys are about. Well, hey Jim, I gotta pause you for a second. Just got another caller in, good buddy Jason Stanton. Like this, I couldn't ask for a better birthday party. Like this is awesome. So
I just turned a big 5-0 a couple days ago. So honestly, hey man, happy birthday to you. Good talking with you finally, and you guys take care, and then we'll be talking again in the future sometime.
Oh, most definitely. I look forward to having you on the show again. Thanks for calling in, Jim.
No problem, bud. You guys take care. Have a good one.
You too. What's going on, Jason? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. What's up?
Oh, not much. What you been up to?
Say that again?
What you been up to?
Nothing much. I just did a blast investigation. Now I'm on my way home. So.
You had messaged me about that. How'd that go?
It's just a blast investigation, which I typically do after a preliminary. And all I do is just try to gather anything that I can in the house that could solidify any kind of claim, any kind of activity at all. And that typically helps me, figure out if I'm going to go forward with the investigation. But it went pretty well tonight. I may have captured a strange picture, but I'll know more tomorrow. I got to tear it apart first.
Well, that's legit. That sounds awesome. I got to get down to Missouri. For one thing, I got to get down there to pick up all my equipment. I still got it with my buddy Jason Wyeth. Hopefully he's listening because Jason Wyeth is, I keep losing people. I'm trying to figure out who I'm losing, but I got to get down there, pick up my equipment. Jason Wyeth is the guy that actually sparked my curiosity in the paranormal. I've always been, interested in the paranormal, but then I got with Jason Wyeth and his team, Ghost Joes, and that just sent me on a roller coaster ride, and it was amazing. And that led me to where I'm at now. And that guy is literally almost giving me all of his equipment, and it's amazing. Like I'm getting pretty much everything that you need for nothing, pretty much. And I really appreciate it. What he's doing, so I got to get down there. And also, while I'm down there, I'm stopping at April Rosencrantz's house to do a little night investigation. April, the house you actually just moved back into that house. It was your childhood home, correct?
Yeah, we moved when I was younger. We lived here from when I was about probably 10 till I was 14. It was me and my mom and my two sisters. And stuff happened then, and then we've had, like, three things happen since we moved in now.
Uh-huh.
So what happened before when I was here, I was 14 and smoked in my room, and I didn't want my mom to know I was smoking. So I stood on the bed and was smoking out the window, and I felt someone sit down beside my feet. And that scared the crap out of me. I did not sleep in my room for a year after that. And then we moved out or whatever. Michael and I just moved back in here. It was the end of May we moved in. The first thing happened, this is really embarrassing. I can't believe I'm about to tell this story. This is so embarrassing. We were painting our new bedroom. I don't want to tell you this. It's too embarrassing.
Trust me. I have said lots of embarrassing things on there. Don't worry.
Oh my god!
Don't worry.
So
tell it.
April,
okay.
you don't know Dennis and I, do you?
No, but this is really embarrassing. Okay. Well, we're painting our new bedroom, and all of a sudden I hear a buzzing sound. My adult toy turned on by itself in the closet, and there was nothing near it that could have, like, bumped it or anything. It just came on and was buzzing away.
Did you say your vibrator?
Yes. Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
That was
a pervert ghost, even. It's not awesome. It was creepy, and it's really embarrassing. I can't believe I just said it on the radio.
Okay, all right. Let me. Oh,
woo!
Okay, I got to ask an even more personal question. Have you used it since it's been?
No. I'm not touching that thing ever again. What?
You hear about ghosts attaching themselves to people through personal objects and stuff like that. Well,
vibration reincarnation.
You know what? I can try and call Johnny Zaffis, but I don't know if he'd want that for his museum.
Oh my God! Yeah.
A haunted vibrator. Oh my God! That.
I can't believe that's
going down. Battery's pretty fast.
No. Thank you, April. Thank you for saying that, because that literally made my night.
The funny thing is about it, too, the last time I tried to use it.
Oh, there's a funny thing about it?
The last time I used it before, it didn't. The batteries were dead. It didn't work. So that was a bummer, kind of.
You use it a lot?
No.
Corn drain.
Not really. Not really.
That reminds me of the video that Scott Grunewald posted, the dick-shaking ghost.
I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Yes, the dick-shaking ghost.
No.
Go to Scott Grunewald's YouTube channel and look up the dick-shaking ghost.
The day shaking
ghost. You know what I'm going to
look at? Well, so, okay, so that's the first thing that...
Pubgirl.com, too.
What?
Pubgirl.com?
Pubgirl? Oh, that's probably me.
Well, wow.
I had a lot of apple pie shots that night, Ryan.
That was an awesome, awesome night. Oh, man.
It was fun. It was fun. Well, Michael's sister had a scare with the ghost. Huh?
I guess we just lost Jason. I went up to go smoke a cigarette, and I come back in, and I get the message.
Oh, I'm about to lose my signal.
Well, he is driving right now. He's driving. You know, what better, what better time to call into a paranormal radio show than just leaving an investigation? You know, that's pretty damn cool that he did that.
Yeah.
Is Tyler still there?
Tyler? No. He said he called back in like a half hour. He was writing some music or something.
Did he have to go spark a J?
Probably. That's code for writing music for him. He was a pothead.
Hey. Yeah, for future reference, guys, if you run into any objects that are attached to crazy nympho women ghosts, you can just send those my way.
How are you in here, David? I've been trying to call your house, dude. It's not showing your phone number.
It's because I got him on three-way.
Ooh, three-way?
Well,
three-way? Okay.
You know, like,
kinky.
Three phones, anyway.
But no, I remember Hey, Matt, do you remember when, were you on the anniversary show for a couple of weeks back?
No, I wasn't. I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the girls from, I can't remember what show it is. But she, we were talking about Bigfoot, and she said, well, I'm a, you know, she goes, I'm a big girl. If I was out there in the woods, you know, looking for Bigfoot and stuff like that, and I farted, you know, and Bigfoot took that for a mating call smell or sign or whatever, you know, I'd be fucked because I couldn't run or anything. And I was like, I guess there's a porn market for that, Bigfoot porn. And now we got a ghost porn. Thanks to April. This is awesome.
This is not a laughing matter. It really scared me. And then Michael's sister Toddy was taking a tinkle the other day and something banged on the door when she was here by herself. And also her friend was spending the night and said she saw some figure in the hallway. I haven't seen any figures, so I don't know about that, but there's a ghost here and he's a perv.
Let's back up just a tick. Did you honestly say taking a tinkle?
That's how she posted on Facebook. She said, I was taking a tinkle and something banged on the door.
So are we dealing with a five-year-old, or is this an adult person who's trying to be...
She's 17.
All right.
She said she could have said taking a whiz. She was trying to be polite.
Spencer,
are you still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying it.
So
I would have said taking a whiz.
You know what? I have a question. I do have a serious question for everybody, though.
Okay.
As far as, Ryan, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll go down the roster. But what do you call a transparent American? Do you call it a ghost? Do you call it a spirit? And what is your opinion of the difference between the two?
I can honestly say myself, being non-religious, I can't call myself atheist. I don't know what the hell I am. I honestly think it's just terminology. I believe they both mean the same thing. You know, and it all depends on what area you come from, what culture you come from is what you call them. And, you know, honestly, I call them energy. That's what I call them. You know, we're energy just in, you know, a Stardust bodysuit, you know. And so I don't really see any difference between a ghost and a spirit.
Well, it depends on what you believe in, if you believe in the Trinity or not.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in the Trinity. I'm anti-religion. I'm a science guy. I don't really believe in God, that sort of thing. So, you know, the whole spirit, you know, thing, you know, it's all terminology to me. And I believe it's science, not religion.
April, what do you think?
I don't really, like, okay, if spooky shit happens, it scares me. That's what I know. I don't know what's what. I just know that spooky shit scares me.
Does anybody want to know what Robert thinks?
Yeah, well, I want to know what Robert thinks.
I was getting to you, jackass.
Oh. yes, I am. Thank you. I love when people compliment me. Makes me feel so much. I believe there's a soul and there's a spirit, because I am a religious person in some ways. I believe the spirit's from God. Your soul is like a ghost, and then you have your physical body. That's my belief, just like what the Bible says. So, next.
All right. Well, I guess that brings it down. Well, do we have anybody else left with us or no?
We have a caller on the line. I believe that's my nephew.
Well, hold on 1 second. Here's my opinion of ghost and spirit, or other names. Paranormal investigators look at ghosts as spirits. I think that ghost has been commercialized to give everybody the idea of what spirit is without saying spirit. So, if you're a ghost, you're kind of more Hollywood. If you're a spirit, you're somebody who's actually putting due diligence into the field to get that information. And then we can go into all the other terminologies and blah, blah, and all that shit at a later date. But I think
when I talked with Brad Kling, he believes in the possibility that they're actually interdimensional beings.
Well, we got fresh meat on the line. My nephew's on if you want to ask him. But you have to
Now you're getting too deep. But I mean, for the superficial end of it, ghost is a commercialized term to where people who are advocates and active in the field. Spirit is kind of the more, I wouldn't call it PC, but just the more term that's used in our circle of friends versus the masses.
I completely forgot what the question was.
I'm breaking off now.
Yep.
What's the difference between ghost and spirit? I'll make it easy for you.
TV, that's the difference.
I go by the religious belief of it. I don't know. Wow, who's that? I got lots of people.
I believe that's Jason Stanton calling back in.
Just put him in, dude. Just put us all in.
All right, see you later, April. Thanks for calling. Have a good night. Bye, Mike. What's up, man? What's up, Austin? You there? Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
We're talking about what a spirit or a ghost, what the difference between a ghost or a spirit or what you believe in is kind of what we're talking about, if you didn't catch the tail end of that.
Yeah.
Jason, I was telling him that I believe in the Trinity, so, and I'm not even Catholic, so.
All right. So, you believe in the Trinity, so it's three things in the same one.
Well, one's the Holy Spirit, then you have your soul, and then you have the body.
All right. I'm more on the research side. So, I mean, unless there's evidence to suggest there is a difference, I can't say there is.
You know, the only way you can say there is a difference is, you know, in your mind's eye. Perception is everything. So I guess if you kind of put it that way, yeah. But I believe in God, and I believe how things work. So that's my personal belief, but I do believe in ghosts. I don't believe that you become an angel when you die or you just cease to exist or you become a demon like some other guests we've had on the show.
Thank God we don't have Brad on here because he would not let anyone get in a word edgewise.
The problem with the biggest religious freaks out there that are diehard religion and they believe in angels and demons and that's it, they seem to forget a couple of major aspects on religion. And the biggest one is God gave us free will. So that is part of our spirit. That's embedded in our spirit. So, I mean, we get to choose whether or not if we want to be an angel or a demon. We get to choose how we live our afterlife.
Exactly. Yeah. I do believe that. Me and you are on the same page.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on it. Because you know what I think.
I don't think you just cease to exist, like Ryan.
I'm not really religious. I try to stay away from religion, I guess you can say, especially while I'm investigating, because a lot of times I mean, investigator in the religious group, your evidence is persuaded based on that belief structure, and I don't like that. And I'm more into the, you know, I need the evidence to say what it says rather than, you know, an interpretation on something that I believe. So I kind of stay away from religious beliefs.
I contradict myself quite a bit. Like, on investigations myself, it's all scientific. I don't bring any religious aspect to it at all because I think it messes up, you know, your evidence completely.
It persuades your evidence to fit that specific belief structure, and that's not what research is about. It's about finding the data to confirm whatever these theories are.
Well, it's kind of like what Jason said on one of our first Debunker Boys episodes. When we're out looking for ghosts, or when we're looking for ghosts, especially the dead fuckers.
That was
funny. That made my night.
Yeah, when the dead fuckers make noise.
Well, the whole idea is, again, you got to prove that that's exactly what we're researching. Is it dead fuckers, or is it some
live
affinity
fuckers
from a parallel universe or time travelers or whatever the case is? I mean, we can't exactly rule all those other possibilities out either. So, I mean,
Doctor Who?
Open.
Doctor Who? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I ain't ever heard of too many time travelers that would act like a ghost, so.
Well, have you ever heard of a time traveler? Have you ever seen a time traveler?
Well, if we had,
I'm not going to go there.
Go back and make sure we didn't see him. They just keep going back in time until we didn't see him.
But you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know how they're going to reveal in the past. You don't know until you actually are able to do it.
Who was the famous person? I can't remember who it was that says anything that is unexplainable is like magic. But later on, it can be explained in science. Well, who was it that said that? I can't remember.
I agree. Right now, I mean, yes, it's paranormal. It's not normal. Things are normal. But that doesn't mean that 10 years from now, we're not going to have an explanation for it. It's kind of like a UFO. UFO means unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean an alien craft. No, everything's a UFO until you can actually visualize it and see it. A fucking airplane is a UFO until you can say, oh, shit, that's an airplane. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hard too, especially nowadays with all the little drones and stuff that they got flying around.
Well, yeah, Amazon's delivering shit with drones, man.
Yeah.
Who knows? Austin, you can talk if you want to.
I'm just trying to think. Just mostly listening, really.
I don't know.
That's for me. This is Dave. That's for me as far as the spirit ghost thing goes, right? I'm more naturalistic or native in my beliefs, although I do believe that there was something of it that created everything. Otherwise, it wouldn't have such structure to it.
Well, what we see as structure is actually technically chaos.
Actually, it may seem like chaos, but chaos somewhere has a 1 in trillion chance brought these two pieces together.
There's the origin to everything, okay? There's everything. Something created everything. Whether something created that or not, who knows? I mean, if you're a Sims in the Sim game and you don't know who's controlling you, you have no way to find out whether they're controlling you or not. Okay? For all you know, Sims reality is your reality. But as far as the spirit ghost thing goes, the Native Americans and the Celtics have always referred to them as spirits or ancestors. So that's pretty much my answer there.
Well, I could double-decker their tank, and that's an answer, too.
But as far as the God thing goes, maybe there's a God. Maybe he created everything. But if there is, I sure know he sure ain't listening to me.
Or he just don't got to me, that's bitching sure. at him, Dave.
Hey, I've only asked for very few things in my life, and the answer's always been, fuck you, you know?
I had someone just message me and say we need to have some van freaks call in, some vampire people. I've been looking for people like that to call in so I can talk
well,
to them.
Well, we just had Big Jim call in, and he was on the episode of My Hauntings or something like that a couple of years back, and he was on the episode that says stalked by a vampire or something like that, and I was like, was it really a vampire? He goes, no, it was like, you know, this and that and this and that. I guess I just have to actually watch the episode. But he was sitting there saying, no, it wasn't an actual vampire. And I would love, you know, I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give too much away about next week. But like I said, we're talking about psychics and sensitives and stuff like that. And I would love to get one of these supposed, me and Robert have sit there and talked about it so many times. We want to get one of these people that claim to be a psychic vampire on. And
vampire.
Well,
yeah,
no, there's a such thing as a person that causes or manipulates people into, like, making them feel bad for themselves. But these people actually believe that they have control over other people's minds from, like, miles away. They're fucking crazy, man. I don't feel bad for anybody, so.
And I actually can walk into a room, believe it or not, and feed on the negativity of everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Dave thinks he's a psychic.
That's just the way it is. I just walk into a room, and if everybody's happy, I get relatively happy. If everybody's in a bad mood, I start feeling like crap.
Well, that's kind of generally how it happens, you know.
Well, yeah, human beings
go,
are like
you
that.
Don't
we
go
feed
to a comedy.
Each other.
You don't go to a stand-up comedy show feeling like shit and leave those feeling like shit. Usually, you giggle at least a little bit.
Hey, man.
Huh? Hello.
Huh? What happened?
Huh?
Who? Who?
I heard
who?
A female voice come on. I thought.
Oh my God! Let's not turn into a bunch of perverts. Like, did we hear a girl? Girl? Oh, girl!
It's Comic Con.
Oh,
hey, Austin.
Do what?
Did you just write that about the angels?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I believe, too, that they were created servants. God created them as servants to us because we reign dominion over the earth, and we were created after them. And this guy that was on the last show or the show before last believed that when you die, you either become a demon or an angel, and he didn't believe in ghosts at all. So he was trying to take out the whole concept of there is no human spirit after
right.
you die, and he's full of shit, and that's why I brought that up a minute ago. But yeah, we believe the same thing. So.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, they say there's like different choruses of angels and stuff. Demons.
Yeah, there's the archangels and then there's the lower angels.
Yeah,
there's
I think there's a
archangels.
Whole chorus just devoted to screwing up my life.
No, that's more like. Like
they just hover around me like
somebody.
Well, what can make go wrong today?
Well, you know,
those are gremlins.
You know, would an ex-wife technically be considered a demon then? Because they kind of suck the life, energy, and money out of their ex-husband.
That's a succubus.
Yeah, they call it a succubus.
No, it's called a succubitch.
Yeah.
Succubitch.
I think Bob's right.
fuck you, bitch.
Oh. That really made my night. The whole vibrator just turned. You know what? I'm actually gonna put one of my DR cameras on the vibrator all night.
Here it goes.
Yeah, a buddy of mine is gonna start live streaming some of his haunted locations.
What's gonna happen is
so
he's gonna
live
put
stream
the
vibrator
in over there, and there's gonna be a whole thing full of toys, and you'd be like, "Which one?"
Oh man. This is honestly the best show I would say we've ever had, like the most active show. Thank you to everyone that has called in up until this point. Thank you for everybody that's on right now. I would say we had upwards of 10 to 12 callers just call in and everything. And this was amazing, you know, and this has been a lot of fun. So I just wanted to give that shout out to everybody. We have Matt from CPR. We got Jason Stanton from what was his team called?
We'll just call it the Jason Stanton Project.
The Jason Stanton Project. We had Big Jim Jones. We had April Rosenkrantz. We've got our good buddy Dave on. We got Miriam listening in. I've got my good friend, one of my best friends, Hunter Hutchinson. He hasn't said a damn word in a while, but it shows that he's still there, bro.
Still here.
My buddy Spencer.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey.
Are you the guy that rubs the old lady's feet that I've been hearing about?
The what now?
Do you rub old lady's feet or something?
Negative.
Huh?
Oh, that's what you, man. I'm fucking with you.
No.
I don't know why.
Spencer's the one that I had you talk to about our top secret project.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's the sound guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember him. I was just pulling his dick. You know
what
I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
I know
you
didn't feel it, but...
on his vibrator.
Yeah, his magic vibrator.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was amazing. Like, you know, it's funny, the stuff that you hear, like, you know, that you never expect to hear, you know, and is that a paranormal claim? It technically is, because it's something out of the ordinary. Was it a
no,
ghost?
No,
was
see,
it something?
See, it's a battery thing, dude.
Paranormal.
Just batteries.
Well, this is paranormal. Has anybody wanted to take a shit and, like, you push and you push and you push and you push and you know there's going to be a whole bunch of you look in there and there's just nothing? That's fucking
terrible. Oh, ghost food. Yeah. Oh my god.
Right.
Oh my god. Every time I take a dump, I look, you know, at the work I've left, and that pisses me off. You know, you just
have a
minute to come out of your ass.
I think it has predator stealth technology. An alien like probed your ass and left some residue or something. Because it's not too much work.
Well, you know what I almost forgot to do? I almost forgot to plug in our sponsor. So I'm going to go ahead and play that real quick.
Oh, yeah, plug it in.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend? For vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours? Where you don't even get to go into the locations, and you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
Oh, my God. That was such a long break. Missed you all. What's Bigfoot have to say, Ryan?
I don't know, but we got a message from a caller.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of Terrified Radio and of Jody Park. Jody, will you go out with me? I keep asking on Facebook under different names, but you won't respond. I mean, I may be ugly, self-centered in the paranormal field, and have a small dick, but please give me a chance.
What the fuck?
See, the problem there
oh, okay.
is he'd get by if
I'm
he didn't
sorry.
Talk about all
Maybe
Peter
I
Park.
Will,
I love that. That is so funny.
You know who I love? I love Jewish Bigfoot.
Yeah, baby, I'm Jewish Bigfoot. I look like Quasimodo, but I can hang it over my shoulder, so.
Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
Yeah. we're actually talking about putting these shows, starting to put these shows on iTunes and everything, and I actually think that'll be cool. Actually, you know what? Let's cut Spencer in onto that, putting stuff on iTunes and help us manage that. Because
if we pay and we upload them, that we can charge like $1 an episode, and we make money off of it, or 50 cents an episode. So that's what I was thinking about doing. And I'll pay to put them on.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, man, why don't you just put your Bitcoin donation thing, PayPal donation thing up on your website?
Well,
there you go.
Because
actually, we do have, well, I do on one of my sites, but yeah, we do need to put one up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Dead air.
What's wrong with that?
Everybody was taking a breath at the exact same time.
Actually, I was going. Yeah, I had that rib removed for a reason, and I was using the dead air experiment.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I honestly think with this whole thing, you know, to help us promote it and get more listens and stuff like that, the more people we have advertising for us, I think the better turnout we're going to have. And, you know, if we make, like, what your buddy made in 3 months, I have no problem, you know, splitting that, you know, giving a small chunk of that to our advertisers and stuff like that to help us get the numbers we need.
Exactly. Our next show I boosted. I told you that. So we're probably going to have, 1,900 extra listeners or so.
You know what? If we get 1,900 listeners, I think Casper is going to shit his pants.
Now, I'm throwing an ad on YouTube for us too on next page.
Well, that's gonna boost our blog talk radio stats. That would boost us into like the top, I don't know, 100 or something like that.
Hey Ryan,
is it gonna be like the Ghost Facers thing or?
Yeah,
Ghost Facers.
I love Supernatural.
You know what's really weird? We actually had more listeners on Spreaker than we do on this, on the URN.
No,
but the numbers.
I'm telling you, this counter
does not count correctly, dude, because I have people message me personally, like over 50 people, and that doesn't even show on there, and they say they've listened to our show on archives. I don't think it's tracking correctly.
You know, because a lot of people will listen to it on Facebook and stuff like that. All you got to do is press the button, and I'm wondering if it doesn't count those. And, you know, it would be awesome to get an actual count, because I remember Matt and Dennis told us that they were having like 1,000 people listen to them or something like that. And I'm like, once we got on the network, we were looking at the stats and we're like, we don't see many shows bringing in more than like 200 or 300 listeners a night. So, you know, if we could get 1,000 listeners, that would be awesome. We're gonna work our ass off at creating an outline for this next show.
Yeah, this next show is gonna be sick as shit. And I've actually, I think two of my nephews from Florida might be a part of it. I gotta talk to my aunt, but they're gonna be part of the background effect, if you know what I'm talking about. You know
yeah,
what the show is going to be about. So, yeah, I'm going to use them as part of that background effect. So, and then I've got a few other people
I'm
going to
put
my.
You know, I'm throwing all the Bunker Boy aside, and I'm actually going to use my special gift on the next show. That's all I'm going
to
say
about
it. You're
not supposed to know about that, but okay.
Well, I'm just gonna tell people that I'm using my special gifts. That could be masturbating really quickly. Who knows? You know, you don't know what my special gift is.
That kind of defeats the purpose, don't it?
Well, masturbating?
Not really.
Not if you sit on
not
your
really.
Arm.
Not really. Think about how much time I save in a day by masturbating really quickly.
Well, true,
like
true.
I, you know
well,
these people
I don't
that take...
have much to do, so
yeah, he's like got no skin left on his hand.
Hey. You know, Spencer. A couple of days ago, I was like, "Hey man, what you doing?" Was that a queef?
Yeah, dude, from that vibrator.
But a couple of days ago, I was messaging Spencer on Facebook, and I was like, "Hey man, what you doing?" He's like, "Oh, just hanging out with the wife. You know, we finally got rid of all the kids for the first time in a very, very long time." I was like, "No shit, what are you still talking to me for then, man? Go get you some nookie." And he goes, "Well, I didn't want to be rude. I wanted to respond to you." I was like, "Well, here, let me just do this. While you're doing it, think of me, bro."
Blinded him.
You know I did, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what she's going to tell you.
No offense towards how the show's set up and all, but I think y'all really need to, like, add, like, a weekend review type thing.
Yeah, we already got that in the new outline. You mean like the previous week review?
A week in review type thing, because like there's so much happens during the week that it's just crazy stuff that you know that like here at the here like 4 days ago, NASA saying that we'll prove that there's ETs in 20 years and the Ukrainians blowing up the planes and all the Mexicans, everybody coming over the border.
The exact same plane, yeah.
Well, yeah, anything to fill time. Yeah, we were definitely talking about that. But that means I'm actually going to have to start watching the news.
Yeah, I can't say much. I'm like the Baba Booey of the show, so. That crazy hunchback out right.
Yeah, as long as you don't start slapping your meat during the show, we're cool, dude. If not, I'm hanging up on you. So you have to start doing that, or I'm going to hang up on you.
Dude,
hey. Oh, my God. Hey, Robert, keep talking.
Dude, this shit happened to me. That shit happened to me when I was at work at the appliance store. The lady got an awful look on her face that I worked with, and she hands me the phone. And this guy's like, I'm wanting to know about a seal or a washer. And I'm like, yes, sir. And he's like, never mind. And he hung up. Dude, he was whacking it to her voice. It was made up, man. I love it. I love it.
I think I was Skyping with you when that happened, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you were. You were Skyping with me. I was like, dude, you're not going to believe this shit.
That was back when me and Robert had a non-homosexual relationship going on, and we were talking pretty much all the time.
Oh, now it's homosexual? What the fuck, dude?
No, I said not. Oh, yeah, true.
You gotta watch how you say that shit.
Okay,
we it's where our bromance started. Okay.
Yeah.
His wife
was getting pissed at us. She goes, "You're still talking to him?" She goes, "You guys are having gay sex together, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And I remember one time you actually looked at her and you go, "Well, it's more sex than I'm getting from you." And I was like, "Oh my god,
bitch!" Yeah, I know, dude. I know. That's messed up.
I don't know, man. I can't speak from experience of none of that stuff, so. I stay away from the whole. I mean, I got nothing against gays. I got nothing against people who are bisexual. But I'm not attracted to another man's behind.
No, I can't see why one person could live in a world that another man loves another man's hairy asshole. It just it's hard living.
Well, it's kind of like one of my gay friends once came up to me. One of my gay friends came up to me. He goes, "Well, why don't you try it sometime?" I'm like, I don't think you could just try dick. It's not like ice cream. You can't just try, ice cream, you can try a flavor, and you're like, nope, I don't like it, and you're not scarred by it. But dick, nope.
In their defense,
there's no coming back from that.
In their defense, I know quite a few people that are that way, and I have seen some of them that are not just gay, but also what they call them. Where they dress up like women.
Cross-dressers.
Transvestites or whatever.
Okay. There's a gay guy, and then there's a guy that acts like a woman. A guy that acts like a woman, in my eyes, is a faggot. I'm sorry. A gay guy is a gay guy. That's cool. I don't have a problem with that. But when they act like women, it bothers me. It really does.
And now by law you have to identify them as a she.
Yeah.
Some of them look.
I have no idea how that works.
Hey, Shemp, come here.
I'm just saying that I've met some of them, right? That you swear to God they were women. They look that
you
can much
tell
like
they
them.
Have a fucking.
But
Adam's
doesn't
apple,
that defeat the purpose?
I mean, they had breasts and everything.
A gay dude is attracted to another dude. Doesn't that defeat the purpose if they dress up like a woman, act like a woman, and like completely?
No, that
like,
means you're extremely fucked up in the head. Because I heard of this story where a man and a woman met each other, right? And the woman didn't like men, so that man got turned into a woman, and then the woman got turned into a man, and they're still together. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? I mean,
that's
serious.
One of those situations you just gotta shake your head and go, yeah. You both need to be
happy with it. I mean,
I don't want a vagina. I want a dick. I don't want a dick. I want a vagina.
What the fuck, dude? I don't get it.
I thought we were gonna start watching our language on this show.
Well, no, all our stuff is going to go on YouTube is explicit, because I'm going to tell you right now, I think explicit sells better than non-explicit. And I can be myself this way. As long as we
That's
upload
reality.
It as explicit, we're good.
That's all we need to do together.
You Well,
guys,
no
women. I can't afford no real dolls. So what can I do?
It's about time to say goodbye, then. Thank you everyone who wished me happy birthday on Facebook, wished me happy birthday on here. Thank you everyone who talked on here.
My birthday party.
Huh?
Hey, what are we Hey Ryan, when are you doing the live blowjob?
A live blowjob?
Yeah, you get a blowjob while you're on Blog Talk and you try to talk normal. We talk about a segment. Thinking about that.
I can do that. I can do that pretty well, just as long as she doesn't bite down on me. I don't know. but thank you to everyone. I'm about to go pick up my girlfriend and get my birthday set. Y'all have wonderful night.
Okay, sorry, good.
And this song is dedicated to what's going to happen to me tonight. So, have a good night, everyone, and we will talk to you later. Look forward to next week, and definitely listen in to next week because you are going to have your minds freaking blown. All right.
You gotta suck me like an animal. She was a
sitting at the bar, sipping on a regular Coke. We were drinking and smoking and making him the butt of our jokes. We all said, man, what happened to you? Why can't you just have a few? He said, I would if I could, but it's probably best that I don't. 'Cause the more I drank, the more I drank, then I'm the world's greatest lover and a dancing machine. I get loud, I get proud, and it gets worse. Well, if I have one, I have 13. Now there ain't no in between, 'cause the more I drink, the more I drink. A couple of cold ones and somebody hands me a shot. Hell, even bucktooth and bow-legged women start looking hot. And pretty soon I'm bumming cigarettes and sweet-talking some big brunettes. Yeah, once I get on a roll, there ain't no telling where I'll stop. 'Cause the more I